three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The are we working Jesse too hard that he has to take off from the show because he has other work to do?
I see what work he's doing, and I don't think he's working too hard.
Okay. Edition.
Is eating a cream stuffed donut too hard to work?
Hopefully not.
Wolfing down a pack of Glazers.
I've been there.
The mini camp is over. The Packers are on vacation. Jesse's not. But what comes next for the green and gold? And the, I'm not sure what Tausch is looking for from me on this show, but if I could ever deliver what Brian Windhorst did yesterday about Luka Doncic, I think that would be right what you're looking for me in terms of commentary.
I don't anticipate that ever happening.
I don't either. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Hunter Vaughn is our cousin sub of the day for the overworked, underappreciated Jesse Nelson. Hi, Hunter. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. It's always a good day when I get to work with the two of you.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
How fun was the other day when you were working and we got some Gerald Ford in real time?
That was incredible.
Yeah, that was fun.
I could have never dreamed of a better show.
I just love the fact that Andy North casually's dropping that he's golfing. Gerald Ford, okay, presidents, and Bob Hope.
Yeah,
I was
like,
thinking the other day,
who's
there right now that's talking about, yeah, I played around with Bob Hope, but yeah, it was good.
And does so nonchalantly.
It was completely, and not like braggy at all, just like just normal stuff.
Him and Hope are playing. Boom, that's it. And, of course, the Packers Hall of Famer, who is with Hunter and donut-eating Jesse in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hunter, is that a Fresno State Bulldog? Is that what we're...
Yeah.
That's a good-looking mascot, the Bulldog.
Yeah, I'm a big... I like the Mountain West. Yeah. It's, after the Big Ten, my second favorite conference.
Are they still a conference, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
for
they're still
now.
A thing. They're not
for
like
now.
The Pac-12. Yeah, for now. They'll get cannibalized by the SEC and Big Ten. But, yeah, I love the Mountain West. Love Fresno State. They're going to be my go-to on college
football
25.
So you're a
25.
Cowboys fan, Fresno State.
I mean, I'm like a... Like, barely a Fresno State fan.
Well,
it's more like...
You're wearing
like,
a shirt.
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, who's your baseball team? Is it the Brewers?
Yeah, it's the Brewers
okay.
And then the Bucks.
All right.
Yep.
We can live with that.
Who are the members of the Mountain West Conference?
Oh, he's not going to get... He'll get like three.
No, Wyoming.
Okay.
Fresno State.
How can you even know now, though?
The Mountain West hasn't changed much.
Boise State left, right?
No, Boise State's still there.
Well, Boise State was some... Boise State jumped into the Mountain West then, because they weren't... Colorado State's
yeah,
there,
they were
right?
In the WAC at one time.
Was Colorado State in the Mountain West?
Yes.
Air Force.
Air Force is there.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, I know the Mountain West, too. I'm a big Mountain West fan.
Right. It's a great conference.
Air Force, Boise, Fresno, Colorado State. You've gotten those.
San Diego State.
You got Wyoming. You got San Diego State.
San Jose State.
Yep.
We've got New Mexico.
UTEP. I feel New like Mexico. UTEP is probably in there.
No, UTEP's Conference USA.
Yeah, no UTEP.
Hawaii.
Is Hawaii? Hawaii?
I'm not seeing Hawaii on this list.
I thought they were for football, but then basketball, they're in like the WAC.
You're forgetting the alma mater of the Green Bay Packers starting quarterback.
Utah State.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. And then Nevada.
The fighting Gary Andersons. Tony Mall, fighting Nevadans.
The two Nevada schools, Nevada Reno and Nevada Las Vegas. All right. That has been your walk through the Mountain West Conference, brought to you by Fortrea.
I still can't believe how much money Fortrea is paying for those studies. That is a whopper. That blew my mind yesterday. I almost spit out my coffee. I'm like, just wait a second. Where's this read been? I don't even remember how. I think it was like $20,000+.
$27,000. Yes,
it's a pretty good little chunk of change.
Yes. So I mentioned Brian Windhorst. I do want to get to that audio. That was really something. And I don't know, Tausch, did you watch the game last night?
I did watch some of it. It's the first bits and pieces. I had a little Prize Picks action down, and it didn't go well again. So I did watch, and I was very unimpressed with Luka Doncic as well.
He's a whiner.
Yeah, I can't stand the constant. If you want to complain about a couple of calls and try to, I get it. That's what everybody does. But every play, and the fact that he is as good offensively and as bad defensively, and what Wendy said, I thought, about anyone there to tell him that he needs to get his blank together.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing for young stars to have when you don't have anyone. When you can't come into the league, and he came in as a young player from, I don't know, remember what league it was, but he had dominated that league, came in and was scoring the way he did. When you don't have anybody that you listen to, it's really tough. And I think that's where he's at. And hopefully somebody gets to him and says, "This man, you're a great offensive player, but everybody on earth is coming at you because you can't defend a chair." And maybe that will spur him on, but I think he's going to have to go through a little process to get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to that. We're going to talk to Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike coming up. But I don't call for the ball to start the show.
Lord knows you don't. we're all aware.
I know who stirs the drink around here.
Usually
it's a cup of Karuba coffee from Quick Trip. But we had another softball game last night. The Cardinals improved to 2-0. But I don't think I did anything. Thank you, Hunter. I don't think I did anything wrong at all. But my
you sound like Luka Doncic.
And assistant coach, which is, it's kind of strange because Melissa knows way more about softball than I do, but she doesn't want to be a head coach. She's done it a lot, so she didn't want to do that. So I'm the head coach for the second straight year. And we had a bit of a disagreement at the end of the game, she and I. Not heated, not angry like sometimes you and I get at each other, although rarely. But there was a play, and I reacted, and the umpire took what I said and did it, and Melissa thought I should have kept my mouth shut. So I'm going to paint the picture for you, okay?
Okay.
The Cardinals have an 8-0 lead. We have cobbled together a team with a few of our best players missing. We've had a good night. Everybody's kind of come through in their various roles. It is the bottom of the fourth inning. This is the last inning. We're up against the clock. So the Pirates are the home team. They're batting. They load the bases with two out. And a girl dribbles a short little out in front of the plate ball to the pitcher, who flips it to the catcher, who tags the runner sliding into home. And the umpire calls her safe. Except it's a force play, and she had her foot on home plate well before she tried to apply the tag. And I am not an arguer with umpires. I do the Tausch.
I sense that you are.
No, I'm really not. But I do use your technique of, look like a pretty good pitch. you're right where you want to be, throw that one again, kind of a thing. But that's all I do. But I reacted and said, wait, isn't it a force play? And the umpire said, yes, you're right, she's out, and the game was over. And Melissa thought I should have let them score a run and not protested the call.
Why?
I'm not wrong on this, right?
No, you're not. What's Melissa's deal?
Melissa just wanted the Pirates to have the feeling of scoring a run, which would have usually been the kind of thing that I might have done because, you know, I want them to, everybody to feel good and, you know, be happy with
themselves. If you were on the other team, would you have been irritated with Jason Wilde?
I did apologize to the coach for reacting and to the umpire.
Why?
Because I don't usually talk back like that. But it was a clear force play. The bases were loaded.
You want the kids to understand the rules. You want the umps to make sure they understand the rules. Now, can you go overboard sometimes? Absolutely. I think we all have, anybody that's coached. But if it's right, it's right. And if it's not, you let them know. There, usually you don't get calls changed. The only time I've really been irritated is when we had the father-son poo-poo platter and old boy from home plate decided to call the ball. That was it was just one of the most ridiculous things. And then the other thing, Max has started umping. And I've told him from the jump, hey, be loud, be decisive, and even if you're wrong, you can apologize later. Maybe I missed that one. But just be loud and make sure you're authoritative about it.
Good
I don't
advice.
Have a problem. You can be wrong. I might say, Blue, you got that one wrong, and I'm not going to sit there and harp on it the rest of the game, but that's all part of the deal. And the ump needs to know, you know, if you don't know it's a force, and I get it, you're at a younger level. There's umps that are learning how to do it, and as long as you're engaged and trying, I'm fine with it. It's when we've seen this a little bit with Eleanor's team. Kids are on their cell phones while the game's going.
What?
Can't do it.
Our umpire, by the way, is like 70 years old, so I think he knows
the
rules.
How are you getting 70-year-old umps to ump 10-year-old softball?
I think he just loves being part of the game.
You got to grow the game with having some young people umping. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that
Max
was available.
You didn't do anything wrong, and Melissa couldn't be more wrong on this.
Good.
She couldn't be.
Can't wait to send her this clip. I feel better now.
Was it all just sympathy? Let me tell you a little something. Sports, you can be empathetic, and if you want to call off the dogs, totally get that. Like, if you get a certain lead, you don't go on pass balls, you stop stealing.
Right.
We've actually had some incidents where a couple of us have been gone and some things have happened, and it's not great. You don't want to beat a team 35-3.
Ooh.
You want to beat them 18-3. So
yeah, that's sufficient.
But you still want your kids to get at bats, and you still want them hitting. It is what it is, man. You don't sit there and you don't just give up stuff. Like, what lessons are you teaching anybody by doing that?
Yeah, I don't know. Then we
something
had ice cream.
Tells me you're going to be softer when the next time this comes.
I usually am not, whether it's basketball or softball or whatever I might be coaching, I usually don't react. I like to be like Brad Stevens on the bench before he became the GM of the Celtics, which was just I don't yell, I don't react, and I just reacted. Hey, isn't that a force? Oh yeah, it is. She's out. Game was over, and then we shook hands. But it was. You're right. We shouldn't be giving away sympathy runs. It's not going to make you feel better to lose 8-1 on a play.
This is sports, man. And again, if you want to, you know, be in the feel good, you want everyone to compete, and you want it to be fair. And everything else is what it is. If you get your brakes beat in, let me tell you something. You learn a heck of a lot more lessons getting your brakes beat in than you do by winning a game 8-0. I can tell you, you're actually the opposing team last night probably learned more than you guys.
Well, we were missing 4 players, and we had people playing out of position. And I think they learned a lot of what they're capable of doing, even when they're out of their comfort zones, including our catcher, who only had a touch home plate for that force play, instead tagged her and learned that I didn't need to tag her because she never plays catcher. So she did a great job. Anyway, big win for the Cardinals.
Sounds like she didn't do a great job. First off, she shouldn't have. If she's actually thinking she has a foursome to tag, you shouldn't be standing on home plate. You should be straddling it and ready to slap tag. Like, you shouldn't. If she didn't know,
she knew it was a force. I don't know why she also tagged her.
Didn't sound like she knew it was a force.
Well, she's
didn't sound like the up knew. Didn't sound like that. Sound like the only person that knew is you. Kudos to you.
Which is. If I'm the only one who knows the situation, that means we're probably in trouble. All right. Speaking of being in trouble, we've got Evan Cohen scheduled to appear the day after the Tom Brady induction into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
That was an impressive deal. I actually watched some of that on my phone because
I helped you with that.
The NFL Network must just be bunk. Like, they must be done doing things.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't have Good Morning Football anymore. I don't know if they have any original programming. I turned on last night the greatest player that ever played on your entire shield, league, however you want to put it, is retiring in front of thousands of people. It's the middle of summer, and you're not going to simulcast. I get that the Patriots want to push it to their website.
Digi only.
But the NFL, that's like a tailor-made thing, and instead they have like the Carolina Panthers playing the Jaguars on their air last night. I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
Well, Tausch will report to us on the Tom Brady induction ceremony, and then we'll talk to Evan Cohen about it as well from Unsportsmanlike. So were you flipping in between? You had Tom Brady on your phone, and you had Luka Doncic complaining about calls?
I caught the Brady right at the end because I didn't know.
Yeah,
and then I watched the second half hoping that Gafford grabbed a couple boards that never came.
Well, your Prize Picks night may not have gone well, but you can always look out your windows at home and think, hey, at least I got the best windows in the business.
Oh, we do have great windows, of course, because when we built our home, it was Pella Windows and Doors. And if you have an older home and if you need new windows, you know where to go. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The way they did things a century ago, it's a little different than it is today. Give Pella a call. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match any architecture from any era. Hunter, you got a favorite era? Been asking. Middle Ages, Paleozoic, Cenozoic. You got an era?
Literally have never thought about that before.
Well, you should start thinking about it. And if you are, it's pretty easy. It doesn't matter what kind of home you live in. Just order today from Pella, and you get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Certain restrictions do apply. It ends June 30th, which this month of June is just flying. So get moving on it. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
I know he was in your draft class. Are you a big Tom Brady fan?
Yes.
Explain.
I love when someone puts in everything they got and they reap the benefits. And I just admire Tom Brady's career in a lot of ways. Obviously, we came in the same time. And just like when we talked about Mercedes Lewis yesterday, I just know how hard this is.
Mm-hmm.
And how much you have to give and sacrifice to be any good. And then to be at that level when you're not Drew Henson and you have to fight and beat him out even though you're a senior. And when you're the sixth quarterback and you find a way to make a football team. And then you continue to go. And then to be able to maintain and get better as you're aging. And to not give in to all of the other things. Oh, I've made a couple $100 million. Oh, it's strictly because he was a competitive freak. And I couldn't respect that part of it more. And to have the success that he had, nothing was given to him.
Mm-hmm.
He earned every blanking thing. And that's why when you, if you got a chance to catch any of that last night. First of all, his speech was fantastic. Belichick's speech was great. The fact that every era of coach and teammate showed up for him last night in the middle of summer, it's just a testament to everything that he was about. So I think when you're talking about a football player and what they're trying to get done, I think Tom Brady epitomizes everything, and that's why I respect the heck out of him.
So you made a crack yesterday, and I know you weren't being mean-spirited about it, but the sacrifices he made and the imbalance, perhaps, that it would appear maybe was the case in his life, how do you view that part of him? Because I know Max was tiny when you guys won the Super Bowl, but I look at how much you coach and you drive around for hockey tournaments and softball games and gymnastics meets. Like, you're extremely invested as a dad. Now, you did not have that pulling at you during your playing career. But as I watched some of that and I thought about what the cost was on the other side, he is an absolute legend. Never will be forgotten in the NFL. And on the personal side, I don't think I'm out of line to suggest that he paid a price there. Right?
Well, again, I don't know what all happened with the scenarios.
I get it.
I think he's probably put a lot of time in with his kids. Now, relationships, everybody's got their deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, is there a give and a take? And I've said this numerous times. If you're going to be the best of the best, and I don't care what field you're in, you're going to give up something else. You have to be psychotic about what you're doing.
Right.
Otherwise, you're not going to be the best of the best. I don't know anyone who is a monster executive of anything that has a well-balanced life. You don't. Football coaches don't.
And right.
That's why we see all of that with a lot of coaches and how their families. You have to give. And what way is better? I think, obviously, if you can have great balance, that's fantastic in your life. But if you're so driven and this is where it's at, you're doing it. And you are sacrificing something else. And that you can frown upon that and say, well, this happened. And that's fair. But what you can't frown upon is the football side of it, and that's what I'm talking about. Tom Brady as a husband and everything, I have no clue. All I can tell you is he paid the price. He was willing to sacrifice, and I admire the fact that he was so invested in what he was doing, and everybody knew it, and he knew how to continue to handle it even with all of that great success. That is really hard to do, and that's why I tip my cap to him.
I agree with everything you said, and we don't know the ins and outs of his personal life. But
I'm just trying to think, who is the... I'm talking like a big-time executive. If you want to talk Bill Gates and Zuckerberg...
I don't know enough about executives.
No, I just see it, and you know they're not balanced, man. You don't get to where you're at if you're balanced. So what's the better way to do it? I would think that you'd want to be a big presence in your family's lives. In some ways, you know, you figure out, oh, I can fly here, I can helicopter there, and you try and figure it out. But the bottom line is you're giving up something else. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady did that. And you can admonish him and say, well, da, 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 and you know what? You're every right to do it. But I'm just looking at it. I'm not – this is a character in a TV show, as Jesse would put it. This is somebody – but this is someone that I think – when you're in this business, you see it, and that's why he gets the respect that he does, is because he did pay that price.
No doubt, and he deserves that respect. And I'm not admonishing him. I'm intrigued by what it takes to be at that level, right?
And the percentage of people that want to do that is super slim. And then to actually be able to be talented enough and actually go and do it is another super slim, and that's why it is the narrowest of narrow margins of people that can actually execute that.
So if you did not get to catch the induction ceremony on Patriots.com, I thought you would respect the hell out of
them. I did. No,
it's capital.
I get it. I'm just saying that's the way this is all going to be going. I mean, I think the Packers will start, and they've already done it, with a lot of their own content and everything else. I wouldn't be shocked if you just see more and more of it, because that's the way this is going. And I'm pushing Digi only here. Like, you see it. I didn't like it in the beginning. This is where it's headed. So you either jump on or you're going to get
adapt or die. So if you did not get to watch on your phone like Tausch did, here is a clip of that speech that Tausch is raving about from Tom Brady as he was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame last night.
I would encourage everyone to play football for the simple reason that it is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the offseason at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals.
That's what you're talking about.
You ready to run through a wall?
I am. It is inspiring. Although I do like sleeping in past 6 a.m.
What is it? Yesterday's pancakes don't... that's all I was thinking about when he said pancakes.
When he says pancakes, your face lit up.
I thought Marcus Johnson, what did he say again about those pancakes? That didn't make any sense when he said it.
Exactly.
And it turns out he didn't know what he was saying when he said
full,
it.
You can't get full on yesterday's pancakes.
You can, but I understand the point that he's making. And the point Tom Brady's making there is... you better be willing to put in the time and the effort. And if you don't, you're going to fall a little bit short of what you're shooting for.
Yeah, and he is the GOAT. There's no denying it. I am curious, when you look at what he's accomplished and you look at one of your former teammates who has certainly caught a lot of heat for not going to the Jets offseason mandatory minicamp, even though he took part in all the voluntary stuff, I feel... contractually obligated to point that out. I am curious, when you juxtapose those two, it sure seems to me like Aaron Rodgers has paid that price.
Oh, he has. Achilles. Remember, Tom Brady missed mini camps too.
Yeah.
Especially with Tampa. And he sat out with New England when he was pissed off at Belichick. So there are... it's not always a straight line, this is what we're doing. But the bottom line is, you know that... the getting up and doing the things that other people don't want to do to be great, that's what separates you, and that's what Tom was saying there, and I thought it was awesome.
And that's what separates you when you go to Lac La Belle and you're playing with your buddies and you're dominating off the tee and your short game is on point. It's all because
I don't know about all that, but I'll tell you one thing. We have a ton of fun down there, and we experience the rebirth of an American treasure in Oconomowoc. The club at Lac La Belle is where we love playing. I was down there a couple weeks ago, and, man, we had a great time, from the great driving range to the putting green and then the course itself. And I love the last three. You get to do a little scramby action out there, and then when you get done, you go up and you sit up on the hill and you get to look over the sunset. You have weddings going on. There's event spaces if you're looking to do that. They have great food, great drinks. And then the beautiful part about it is you snap your fingers and you're home. 45 minutes to an hour back, either to Milwaukee or Madison. It is the birthplace of golf in Wisconsin, a rich history you feel once you arrive. A historic past that meets a vibrant future. Go to clubatlaclapelle.com to start your journey today.
Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Time for Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, how are you?
Great. Did you, I'm curious, because we were just talking about Tom Brady and football is hard and how good his speech was and how early he got up as a kid to work and everything. And I'm wondering, given your work schedule, which is not as hard as Tom Brady went through, but you are up very early in the morning. Did you watch his induction because you love Tom Brady so much that you stayed up late going into Unsportsmanlike, or did you watch it this morning as you got ready for your show?
So last night, my wife had a work event out of town. My son and I were lying down in my bed with the Celtics-Mavs game on the TV on mute, and we watched the entire 3 hours on a second screen little phone of the Brady event last night. So I watched it all live, start to finish, both the game and Brady, so I saw the whole thing.
And what was more impressive, the speech or Luka Doncic's complaining?
Oh, my God, enough of Luka. John, unbelievable. Their complaining is out of control. You know, I could go on forever with that one. Oh, my God. Can you think of a time, and I'm sure somebody's going to do their research, and MJ or LeBron or somebody. I have no memory of a star player fouling out of a three-point game down 2-0 in the NBA Finals at home with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the midst of a 22-2 run. How the heck do you foul yourself out of the game and then blame the referees for all of it? By the way, if you know this, this goes for anything in life, but in sports specifically. If you know something is going against you, like Luka made up in his mind the refs were going against him, right? Like, all right, they're out to get me tonight, which is not true, but like, all right, whatever. Don't you have to change your style to not be flopping all over the place? Isn't there an adjustment that has to be made? He was so tough to watch. You want to talk about aesthetically displeasing? There's nobody less fun to watch in the NBA than Luka.
James Harden.
Great, don't get me wrong.
James Harden
with the Rockets, not currently.
Okay.
Not currently.
Yeah,
Tausch, be fair. You're not watching Clippers games every night.
I'm not watching a ton of clip show. But I think Luka, the stars don't think they're going to get fouled out. So I think that's probably thinking, well, they can't call this. They're not going to do it. They won't do it. And when they did, I think he was shocked.
In a three-point game,
I'm just telling you.
It's crazy.
You know those guys, the stars don't think they know, because they're going to remind the refs, hey, I got 5 now. Another one, I'm gone. And they put him in a spot. They wouldn't have called. I don't think they would have called it had everybody not fallen to the floor. I think they just let it go. But they didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, and what did you think of Windy just going for the throat on Doncic?
Well, I mean, Jason probably knows him well, too. I know Brian well. I'm not saying we're like best friends, but I know him well enough. Brian does not do what
he did last night. What tier is he? Is he a tier 3 or tier 4?
Probably tier 4.
Okay.
Maybe tier 5. Okay. We're not hanging out.
Where's Tausch?
I want to get an understanding of the scale.
Yeah.
So, I'm not on the scale. So where is Tausch?
I'd like my scale to be a little less these days. Boy, was that a terrible look for me today on television. But go ahead.
So where is Tausch on your tiers?
What are you
of
saying?
Friends?
You look heavy on TV. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. Tausch, in terms of friendship, is a very interesting one. So I think my opinion is Tausch and I are real-life friends. I believe I would tell Tausch literally anything. I think Tausch would tell me most things. I think if we lived in the same town, we'd be even closer than we
are. Or if you'd visit
right
when I'm
now.
In the same state. Either way, yeah.
Yeah, or if I visit when I'm in the same state, I agree with that. Yeah, that's a good point. I did not make the effort to even think about visiting. Forget visiting. I never thought about it.
I know.
I never even went to the thinking about
so I think
when
that
I was
might
in
be,
Milwaukee last
that
week.
That might be down to 3. I would have thought we were tier 2, and now after last week, maybe tier 3. That's kind of what I would guess.
I think you're tier 2, closer to 1 than you are 3. But in the moment off of last week, I understand why you'd say
yeah,
closer
I thought
to
that
three
too.
Than two than one.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fair.
So I saw on Sportsmanlike, you had Kimberly Martin on, and she crushed you. Like, you were talking about, I think it was the no-show socks and something about how unhip you are. And it was subliminal, but she showed it. And you were dumbfounded when she basically said, I don't even know how she phrased it, but it hurt your feelings. I could see it.
Did not in any way, shape, or form because we're friends.
Okay. So, what tier?
No, I would tell you.
Which tier are you in, Kimberly?
She said, yeah, that's a good question. Here's the thing. I think we need to define friendship because, you know, Hembo from Greeny and I have become friends, and I did not let him call us friends until I decided we were friends. So I think that friendship is defined based on meals. I think if you go out, if you voluntarily non-work, listen, I have a theory on this.
Tornado.
Non-work. Yes, right. Non-work, go out to lunch with somebody or dinner with somebody voluntarily. That's kind of the mark of the friendship. It's like you don't have to. You choose to.
Yeah.
Tosh and I have been to Tornado multiple times together.
Mm-hmm.
And Tosh and I have been to dinner together in probably at least five or six different states. That's true.
That's pretty good.
Right?
I hadn't thought of it that way. That's fair. Yeah.
And think about this. Think about this. The next level of friendship, when you approach the tier one, if you have a significant other, the significant others go to dinner.
Yeah.
Tosh and I have done that.
That's true. Okay. Now I feel better about that. Another thing that you hit on.
Wait, Mike, you're closer to tier one now, I guess.
Yeah, no,
by the way, I have a couple.
The Florida thing really stung me. When I was in the same state as you and you weren't going to drive 3 hours across the Alligator Alley, that hurt my feelings. But I moved on I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Yeah,
sounds
no,
like
I'm
it.
Good. I'm good. So you have crushed Smalls and the St. Louis Cardinals fans for cheering for whatever the dude's name is that's Dayton Livy done for the Pirates. I don't know. Keenis? What's his name?
Paul Keynes, yeah.
Keynes.
Keen,
whatever. Yeah, you didn't know
Keen.
It either. So how did you view last night when Peyton Manning, the big rival, comes to Foxborough and gets a monster round of applause at Foxborough? You okay with that, though?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know, they didn't play a game last night.
No, I understand.
They weren't playing.
No, I understand.
I mean, that is one of the worst comps you've ever made. They weren't in uniform.
I've had a couple. I've had some croquet and golf. I had some other ones, so it's not the worst.
It's not good.
Wait, I want to point out a couple of things. Can I point out a couple of things?
Of course. It's your segment. You do what you want.
Yeah, I agree. Why prepare for you guys? I actually legit like think of angles and topics to talk about with you guys that I want your opinion on. So I was thinking about this today, and I'm going to put this out on Twitter, Adam Co Radio later. But
good
how
plug.
Many modern day athletes in our lifetime could have what happened last night for them happen? And what I mean by that is 60,000 fans.
Yep.
Literally every former teammate.
Yeah, it was awesome to
every
see.
Every former coach.
Yep.
Every former coach.
Yeah.
And Drew Bledsoe made a great point. He said, Tom, the fans are going to be here no matter what, but all of us wouldn't always come here. We all came back for you. That's the kind of teammate you were. That I thought was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, like for example, if Favre Rodgers had that at Lambeau, the place would be packed. It would be sold out. People could say what they want now about Rodgers. It would still be sold out, right? But how many former teammates and coaches and just people around? I think the only person I immediately thought of in team sports is Derek Jeter.
That's
because
a good
even
one.
Even if you think about people, A-Rod would be there. They work together now. Girardi would be there. Torrey would be there. Like, and then all of it, you know, O'Neill, and I know I'm going deep on the Yankees, Tino Martinez, Posada, whatever, they'd all be there. But how many other athletes in team sports get 60,000, every coach both sides of the ball, and every former player?
I mean, would Peyton get that? I don't know.
Maybe,
because
yes, he would.
I think
yes,
Peyton Manning probably
yes, would.
I don't know from a
great
baseball
one.
Standpoint. Is there somebody? Maybe Ichiro? I don't know. That's what made last night so impressive. And it wasn't because
Wade got it in Miami. Giannis will get it in Milwaukee, I believe. There's nobody that dislikes Giannis around the Bucks, right? I mean, that's my knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Bud. Maybe, but give it a few years. I don't know if Adrian
LeBron
Griffin
will.
Be there. I don't know if anybody wants
LeBron will not get that.
No way. No way.
I don't even know where he'd retire. That's where I'm at with him. I don't know. Does he retire as a Laker? I don't know where he even.
Cav. He would go. Here's the thing. The most amount of years in a row he spent with one team, the Lakers. The best play he's ever had in his career, the Heat. Where he retires will be Cleveland's, if I had to bet, in terms of the team. It's funny. We're doing on. We're probably going to do something on this tomorrow. Because if you noticed last night, Randy Moss got
that
the
was
biggest
awesome.
Ovation outside
that was
of Brady
so cool.
Belichick. It was amazing.
Yep.
And it was so unexpected.
It hit him.
And one of the things that we were discussing.
It hit him hard.
Yeah, well, one of the things
Oh, did it ever.
It was awesome.
One of the things we were discussing is, like, these nomadic players, and do they have homes? Like, you just said about LeBron, Kevin Durant. Randy Moss now has a home.
Yeah.
Randy Moss is a Patriot. Like, yep. You could say his best years were with Minnesota, but he's a Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, okay?
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is going to be intense, so here we go.
All right.
Canty this morning called Aaron Rodgers a serial arsonist. Everywhere he goes, he lights on fire.
Yeah, no, I heard that on my drive in, and I think that's a bit harsh. I do. Did he really burn down the Packers operation? No, he didn't. Matter of fact, you can make an argument. The Packers did not burn down. They didn't. So where's the arson?
If you light something on fire, that doesn't guarantee that it burns down.
Now your comparison's getting pretty bad. Arsonist means it's burned down. There's no crime if you just start a campfire. It's when you burn a place down. All right? You don't say serial arsonist and you just have like a little baby s'mores that you're making. Like, that's not what arson is.
Okay, but all right, let me ask Jason a couple of questions here, okay? I'm putting you on the witness stand here. Did Aaron Rodgers try to burn down the Packers?
No, he tried to take control of the Packers and have them do everything his way, which has obviously worked out pretty well for the Jets.
Okay. Has Aaron Rodgers burnt down relationships, human
relationships? No doubt. Absolutely, no doubt.
Okay. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. Has he unintentionally started to light the matches around the Jets?
Look, I wanted to get to this, and I still, we never, this stream of consciousness, I deal with it with Tausch as it is, but now we're doing it with important guests that we never actually finished the Windy conversation, which I agree with you.
What a great spin, because Wildy doesn't want to talk about Rodgers as a serial arsonist. See that, Evan, that's professional right there.
Yeah, no.
I'm so dumb, I never even realized we didn't finish the Windy conversation.
Jason, where would you like to go with Windy?
Thank you.
Is he a serial arsonist?
I appreciate being given them. No, because I want to get to the Rodgers stuff with Evan, too. These are both things I wanted to talk about today. Let me finish the Windy thing first, because I think in a weird way it ties into the Rodgers thing with me. And that is, I thought you said it really well, because this is how I view, and Windy is much more accomplished and way better than I am. But I think when he says something like he did last night, kind of like when I have an actual strong opinion on something on this show, stop mumbling beneath your breath. I think it has a little more legitimacy because I'm not spewing takes all the time. And I saw Windy say that. I was watching SportsCenter, and I was like, whoa, because that's not who he is. And I thought it was an outstanding take. We're going to play it later in the show. But basically, he took Luka Doncic to the woodshed for his complaining, his not understanding the situation. All that. I thought it was outstanding. And so I would like to think when it comes to Rodgers, when I say certain things, having had the reputation of being his toady and all this other stuff, that I would like to think that it has more gravitas because I feel like I know him or knew him better than anybody that's ever covered him. And I still correspond with him. I have not corresponded with him since this mandatory minicamp thing. But look, I'm not afraid to be critical of him when I think it's deserved. And I don't care that he was there for all the voluntary stuff. I don't care that this should not be a major factor in whether they win or lose games this season. I just think that hypocrisy is really, really, really a bad look. And you can't 3 months ago say you need to get everything out of the building that is a distraction and doesn't contribute to winning, and then whatever, I don't care what this is. I don't think he's becoming a father. I don't think he's getting married. So whatever this is that caused him to miss these 2 days, especially given his behavior since getting to New York, which I think has been his way of admitting that I screwed up in 2022 by skipping the offseason program with a bunch of young guys coming into the team, and that was arsonist-esque, the fact that you say one thing and then your behavior betrays what you said about the organization is a really bad look, and there's no excuse for it. So, again.
Jason?
Yes.
When Brian Windhorst went out of the norm as a storyteller, a great storyteller, audibly and in writing, and gave a strong opinion, it took over the news cycle for 24 hours, and Brian has to accept that. You're a great storyteller, audibly and in writing. What you just did is about to take over the news cycle for the next 24 hours. You have to accept that.
I think we've already said that it's the hypocrisy of that is a bad look for him. And I would hope...
I know, but I'm saying you were just strong and great, and you're right about everything you're saying. But, like, every show is now going to run with that, rightfully so, because it's you saying that. And that was your windy point, right? And, like, the equation
yes.
you made of... those that are storytellers, like yourself and like Brian, maybe you don't describe yourself that way. I would describe you that way.
No, I would.
You, when a storyteller is telling a story with such a strong opinion and the level of frustration has reached that boiling point, it becomes a talking point for the rest of us. That what you're saying is dead on. And that's, by the way, I echo those sentiments. I said to Canty and Michelle over the last 2 days, I said, this is not about whether or not it affects the season. It's about him being the one that said, don't do anything to
Correct.
Alter the football path.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is about. Where he is, I have no idea. Canty, and I'm sure Tausch can vouch for this as well, said there are easily excused absences if you're direct with your coach and tell the coach, hey, I got this going on, I got that going on. The Jets, where I think this actually ends up, separate from what just happened here, where I think this actually ends up is I think Rodgers is going to be annoyed with the Jets because they didn't cover for him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And why didn't they?
That's the question. Yep, I agree with that.
I don't understand that. And when I say cover for him, I want to be clear. I don't like lying. I'm not suggesting to lie. When I say cover for him, it's, Aaron told us. He's been here all summer or mm-hmm. all spring.
Yep.
Not a big deal. We're going to see him in a few weeks.
Yep.
I told him I need 10 practices from him. He's already given me 10. By the time it's all done, I'm going to get 20 out of him. We're in good shape.
Yeah,
no big deal. It's funny that you, like, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Evan, why do you think they didn't? Because it would have been super easy. I mean, the Packers let Jair Alexander and X and some of these guys
right.
leave and say they were here all. It would have been really easy for Bob Sala just to say that. But he didn't. Why?
Why would he do that?
Windy and Tausch. I like that. For the rest of the show, it's Windy and Tausch.
Knock it off.
Cool. Anyway, so I don't know the answer to that question.
But why do you
my
think?
Only,
yeah.
Okay. So my only answer to that would be they're sick of him.
Mm.
And what he's doing in their minds may be so ridiculous that they have to now cover for him, that they're like, screw it, we're not covering for him. Now, I don't even know what that means, because everybody's doing the reckless speculation. Oh, he's at an ayahuasca retreat. Well, nobody would be surprised by that. Oh, he's in a cave. Nobody would be surprised by that.
Right.
Oh, he's hanging out with Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan. Nobody would be surprised by that. This almost feels like a level of surprise. They're like, really? That's where you're going instead of practice? Because all of the speculative stuff would be based on past experience that we're mm-hmm. suggesting he may do again.
Yeah, again.
So I have no, I mean, without saying what he's doing, do either of you know what he's doing?
Currently? I don't. I do not.
No clue.
Yeah, I mean, Tausch, just out of curiosity, will your opinion change at all about this if you find out he went to Augusta with friends and you're sitting there doing it?
Yes, I'd be livid. That would be the only thing that would make me irritated.
You would destroy him.
If that was it, yes, then I'll come out guns a-blazing.
Well,
And the other thing I'd ask, because you're about to be the news cycle, as you know.
News cycle will be. I love it.
Great.
You should see how uncomfortable he is right now, Evan Coe. Yep. That is fun.
He knows it.
Hey,
Jason, you know it.
And I would say this, and I haven't texted him to say it, but what I said, I would say to his face, I would, because I don't understand it, and I would probably couch it as, Help me understand this, because this makes no sense to me that you said what you did 3 months ago and then you're not there for the mandatory minicamp. I don't understand that.
Right.
Help me understand it. That is what I would say to him.
See, there's a couple of other things very quickly. I know we're up against it. Not that you guys care about that.
That's true. We
definitely don't.
Number one, I have no understanding if they knew why he was going to be gone, why they had to do the camp now. Second thing is, because I would have just moved the dates for everybody at that point, right? If it's Rodgers,
right.
it's the old Parcells Belichick thing. When Belichick was the defensive coordinator, he goes into Parcells' office. He famously told the story. He said, "Hey, I just got to let you know, LT was 8 minutes late for the meeting today." And Parcells says, "So why'd you start the meeting before he got there?" Why are you starting mandatory minicamps without Rodgers when you've already built the entire team around him? That's number one. Number two, this is where Tausch has to help us understand. If we're going to say these mandatory minicamps don't mean anything, which I believe, how come 31 of 32 quarterbacks are there and they're mandatory?
I think the mandatory part is strictly to limit holdouts and to force people to kind of show their hand. But otherwise, it's a lot different than what it was in the old days. Now you're incentivizing guys to go with 70% or 80% attention or attendance to get their money, and people are more willing to show up and do it. And I think the quarterback position, we all know it's a leadership position and it needs to be an example. You're setting an example. But I am with you. If Robert Saleh just came out and said, man, he has been here. He's been awesome.
Right.
He's been here every day of this offseason. He had a prior commitment that he's going to, and we're fine with him because he's already done all the work, and he's going to be ready to go
in July. No, not a good answer.
No,
not
it is.
No.
It's a really good
answer. No, it is. Prior commitment. No.
Yeah.
Aaron, guys, you should be letting them know the last time that he met with the media. Yeah, we're looking forward to the rest of it. We got some mini camp coming up. Aaron's been here already 10 times. He's going to rejoin us at this time. Oh, where is he going to be? Oh, we gave him those 3 days off. We want to give the backups reps there. He's already had all the reps we need. We've asked him. You can't say he has a prior commitment. You've got to make it your decision.
Okay, I forgot I'm dealing with media. Okay, fine. I don't care if you say he's done all this.
Okay. That's important.
I understand. Okay, I understand. Okay, I won't say prior commitment. All right.
Sorry. You just went down to level 3, friends.
What a way to end it. Evan, we enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Tausch. Tell us about Kohler Services I feel like that was a really, really, and then we kind of just petered out there at the end.
It went a little long. If your bath or shower has been a little long in the tooth and you need a remodel, we know who to call. Kohler Services. Turn to them. Family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you can get 0% interest for 12 months on your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. That's KohlerServicesWI.com.
I am not overly thrilled with the idea of being the news cycle, as you could probably tell from my face.
I sense that, but it was really good, and it was insightful.
Yeah, and look, I would like to reiterate, and maybe I'll text him after we get done with the show today. I don't know where he is. Maybe he's not getting text messages, but I don't understand.
Well, FaceTime him.
That's the way to get a hold of him. I just don't, and we don't talk. Look, we don't talk anymore about him on this show very much.
I agree.
We went through a phase where we talked about him all the time.
Yeah, it was about 7 years, yeah.
And rightfully so. But we don't. But again, my issue, and I don't care if your name is Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love or Josh Allen. It doesn't matter. When you go to a Jets franchise that has been historically inept and dysfunctional, and you put your flag in the ground and say, we can't be losers anymore. That's basically what he said, right? The behavior around here is a loser's way to approach things. We need to get all the BS out of the building. And then for this to play out the way it has, and to your point about him, and again, we don't have to, I want to get to what Wendy said. I want to get to some of the things that Matt LaFleur said, because we care about the 2024 Packers above everything else on this program conversationally. But when you say that, your actions have to match that. And I don't know what he's doing, and maybe it'll come out. I just don't understand why you would put yourself and your team in this situation. It's not the end of the world. It's not. But the hypocrisy of saying what he did and then this looking this way is a problem.
I have always been, you know, you try not to be hypocritical. And sometimes it, you know, sometimes life comes at you and you're going to end up looking hypocritical. I can't stand that. I think in this case, you can look at 100 different things. But the question I have still is, why did the Jets handle it the
correct
way they did? That's the intriguing part. Everything else is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know, and I know that Sala tried to walk it back yesterday to some degree and lavish him with praise and how engaged he's been.
I got a hunch Evan's going to be right. There's a lot going on there. And the Jets needed to get off to a fast start regardless, because I think that's one of those. Again, when you bring older players in and you try to mix, it's not – a group that's building, and why what Goody did with these young guys growing together, you're going to be able to withstand things more. I don't know what's going to happen if the Jets get punched in the face, like Mike Tyson said.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to get up, or are they just going to say, ugh, how invested are we? That's the risk you take when you go with an older team, because a lot of times it's be like, man, my time is gone. My time is come and gone. And if you don't have the right people in place, things can get sideways real quick. We'll see how that shakes out, because I got a hunch they're gonna face some adversity real soon, and we'll see how that plays.
We'll get to the Packers and their mini camp, which wrapped up with a number of players.
Just schedule 2 days. Why would you put it out there? You're having 3 days. People coming in. We all know that there's a day. Just say we're only going to practice 2 days. You're not surprising anyone anymore. It used to be, oh, we're going to shock you. We're going to have a bus pick you up, and you're going to go bowling. And they'd fake make us get taped up and make us do all of it. And eventually, after like 2 or 3 years, we're like, all right, man, we know what's up. Now, right. What are we going to be doing?
Right.
Now, don't do – I would recommend the Packers just say, all right, we're only going to have 2 days. So if fans are driving in and doing it,
yeah, I don't.
It doesn't make any sense.
Just to that point briefly before you tell us about AmFam, they don't open these anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense either.
I railed against it a year ago, and nobody cared.
No, I think people care. It's just nothing's going to change, because the Packers are going to do things the way they're going to do them.
There is no doubt about that. But they've
I
got
don't
a great
understand.
Partnership.
I kind of understood. Last year with the first year, you have an exciting young group. Let people enjoy it and see them. Like, what are we doing? I sent you a tweet. We'll look at that later. And you said, great relationship with AmFam. Oh, yeah. Well, folks, it's that time of the year again. Nobody tailgates like Brewers fans. But what if I told you American Family Insurance can help take your tailgating to the next level? And, man, this is a cool promotion. Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for an all-expenses-paid day at American Family Field with your own personal chef for you and 5 friends? How cool is that? You'll get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and it's simple. Just go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.